Lebanon's detention facilities are known here as graveyards for the living. Videos sent to us by inmates inside the largest prison, Rumi, shows a harsh reality. Decades of neglect by the authorities has been made worse by the current state of the country. A nearly bankrupt government blamed on years of corruption hasn't been able to pay months of overdue bills to catering companies. Inmates say they are hungry. Their families say they can't help. The economic collapse has hurt them as well. Im Omar hasn't visited her son in 7 months because she can't afford to pay for transportation. But on the phone, he tells her how prisoners are slowly dying.
Animals can't eat the food they're given. There is also no doctor or medical care in prison. My son has a stomach bacteria and needs treatment.
The Lebanese government is asking for help from the international community. Officials say there is an urgent need for food, medicine, health care, as well as equipment like scanners.
If we neglect this problem, hatred towards the government will increase. There will be less trust in the judiciary. The security of prisons is linked to the security of the state.
Prisons operate at 3 times their capacity. Inmates have less than 1 square meter of space. The standard is 3.4. Overcrowding is blamed on judicial negligence and incompetence.
The judiciary's excuse is that they don't have enough judges. They don't respect the law that limits how long you can detain a prisoner. And now judges are on strike, demanding better pay, which means they can't look into cases.
Many of the prisoners should not be in detention.
The Interior Ministry says 75% of inmates haven't been convicted. Many are awaiting trial, while others aren't able to pay their fines.
The crisis is another example of a state falling apart. And while conditions have always been bad, inmates say it's never been like this. Zana Khudr, Al Jazeera, Beirut.